In recent months on Press Pass, we've been talking with some of the newest contributors to Buffalo Rising. But today, we talk with the founder of Buffalo Rising, Newell Nussbaumer. Newell has news about what's happening in one of the city's legacy neighborhoods, Grant Street, where there are plenty of new stores coming in. First, news about a notable departure with the sale of The Tabernacle and Sweetness 7.
So Prish Moran finally, after all these years, deciding to sell, and I think it's great. I talked to Prish, and I think it was time, and she had done so much for Grant Street, the West Side. I mean, she was such a pioneer. She still is a pioneer. But when she bought that building and everybody telling her, like, don't do it, and she did. And that, I believe, really set the precedent for so many other businesses to open up on the street and building owners to fix up their places.
And now we see people that are following in her footsteps here along Grant Street. I mean, like you said, there's been some hit and misses over Grant Street. We're all old enough to remember.
We could actually call them placeholders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, placeholders.
Because I think that, you know, a lot of what we've seen with the small businesses have been kind of like, oh, we'll try this or we'll try that, you know, because we want to be part of the momentum. And we've got the heart and we've got the drive. But I think that right now you're starting to see businesses that are going to have a little bit more longevity.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go through some examples then of what you're seeing on Grant Street.
So Marissa Bona opened up Paloma Exchange, which is a vintage shop, vintage clothing shop. And what's so exciting about this is that in the city of Buffalo, vintage clothing is kind of died over the years. You know, my favorite place in Allentown closed. You had some places on Elmwood closed. You had some places on Hurdle closed. And so here you have Marissa coming in and opening up a vintage shop on Grant Street, which I think is the perfect spot to open up a vintage
shop. Vintage and Grant Street go together, right?
Exactly. Well, you got Buffalo State College and DeUville kind of close by. And then you've got people who probably really appreciate some secondhand clothing over there. She moved into the old Black Dots vinyl space, and they moved across the street. So you've got a little bit of a musical store scenario going on, and Gypsy Parlor right on the other corner, which is kind of neat too. Another store that opened up is I Am Magic, and this was opened up by Kay Leach. And this is a totally kind of different storefront that you might not expect anywhere in Buffalo. But it's not the magic shop where you're like, you know, flipping cards and stuff like that. This is more about like vibrational energies. So you've got these stones and the crystals, and you can go to her store and she'll build an altar for you that you can take back to your house.
Just to get on that about I Am Magic, there's a sense that this is a sustainable effort here.
Yeah, to me, it really is. It's more sustainable because all of these businesses, I believe, are going to attract similar types of clientele that are all going to support one another.
Right. We do have the holiday shopping season coming
our way. Yeah, exactly.
So Grant Street could be a whole new retail opportunity.
Yeah. Well, they've actually started a Wednesday, a collective evening where you can go and shop and get discounts and all sorts of like live music and then things like that. Just like Hurdle has Shop Rock and Stroll. They have their own version of that on Wednesday evenings now.
Oh, nice. I'll have to make sure we mark that down. No, that's for sure. What else?
Flippin' Comics and Pop Culture Gallery.
Okay.
Sounds
like they're up my alley.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is TJ Veith. He has opened up basically a store, or he's opening a store. It's not quite open yet, dedicated to pop culture, including original artwork. They'll have some retail in there. He's been living on the West Side for, you know, a lot of years now. And so he really wants to, you know, support this movement. And he's got artist friends from all over the country who he's going to represent their art. He's going to have guest artists all the time.
Grant Street.
Grant Street.
Newell Nussbaumer, we're always looking forward to having you come by. Great to have you back on Press Pass.
Thanks, Jay.